Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Really?
Starbucks out here don't pay no taxes.
top shop.
What?
Starbucks pay no tax.
Yeah. Next to nothing. What, do they put themselves as a charity?
I think so.
Guess who's a charity? Guess who's a charity?
Rolex. Yes. Rolex is charity. Yeah. Rolex is a charity,
Look
bro.
Look at that laugh. In Switzerland.
Yeah. Rolex is a
Rolex
charity.
Rolex is a charity, bro.
So then what do? They just pay themselves a wage through this charity.
To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure the logistics. I just know that they're a charity, so they're saving big bread.
Starbucks.
But then where does all of the money go?
Starbucks paid just 5 mil in
dividends.
What?
That's what I mean.
Do you know how much bread Starbucks are making?
Starbucks is like, don't tell me Pret's doing this as well.
Bro.
Don't tell me Pret.
No.
You know, your 95 mil gross profit. Do you know what that means, bro? That's okay. Not net.
Starbucks pays us 5% UK corporation tax on a 95 million gross profit.
Who knows what that is after cost of sales? That's probably like in revenue, they've probably brought in 200, there's more than 200 mil.
Break down that name anyway, fam. Starbucks.
So now maybe this is where I
Box
need
for the
to understand, learn, have some understanding. Yeah. Where does the rest of where's the rest of the money sitting?
Dividends, shareholders.
Crazy.
Holding their share. Come on.
And this is just like. Just,
well, you can do this too.
Yes.
And
that's true. That is true.
Okay,
and they all do, I guess subliminally they're saying that.
Yeah.
We ain't doing, you know you can do this.
Do you know what?
We ain't done anything wrong.
That's what you've got to look at things and say from now on. Can I do this as well? All right, sweet, say no more.
Of course you can.
It's information.
It's just a bit of effort to make a charity or make a, like for example, I said Andrew Tate says he has almost nothing in his name. There's a trust that's owned by this and da 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 da. So even when they come for his stuff, it's his, but like,
let me just
technically
check.
It's not.
No, yeah. But is there like a way that he, what's the, because there's always, like, what's the pros and cons? There has to be some cons.
The pros are that you're not liable for any of this, for costs or for when people come for you, they're not coming for you, they're coming for entities, and trusts are far harder to
take. So all right, what's the cons?
The cons are that you don't actually have much in your name.
That's true.
His life is good.
But then also, a con from the greater good is, remember there's conversations about, remember about healthcare? Yeah, right? So remember this money, this money goes into this tax, remember they say pay tax? So there's that. There's like all of these public services that ultimately are underfunded because apparently they don't necessarily have the money. And there's money sitting there. However, my argument would always be, one day when I'm hella bored, I'm going to start looking into this. Because I want to know where that, even though there are some people avoiding tax and there are people that are avoiding that, paying big, big dough. The reality is though, a lot of people are paying a lot of money in taxes.
Yeah. Mm.
Where is this going really though?
I've been asking how much this
money,
question.
How much money, put this on the screen. How much money
was paid in tax?
Was paid in tax in the UK, let's say last year? How much?
It'll be billions, no?
It's got to be.
So where's the money?
How is it divided, really?
Well, that's the thing. They tell us. They have a budget chancellor in that, right?
How much? How much?
Between 2022 and 2023.
Nearly 800 billion.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So now I feel better.
What do you mean? Why? What do you mean?
A minute ago, I was thinking, right, you were talking about, you know, maybe our extra 20 grand in taxes or whatever
can help.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I don't think
they've got enough.
More than enough. And do you know what?
Could you? Sorry, go on. So what are you saying?
Is there any chance that we can claim some of this stuff from reparations?
Is well, where are we at with that anyway? Yeah.
Do you reckon it's all a distraction tactic then? So like okay, conspiracy bag.
Why not?
Right. So they say that everything is all underfunded. They do all of this flipping stingy stuff, yeah, when there is actually really bread there. Really to deflect from the fact that they reparations, money off a guan. Maybe. But really, by saying, but you know what, we can't afford this and that and this.
But they say there's a huge team that sit there basically working out how to distract us. They say that this is actually derived from like Roman times, where like there would be like real issues that need to be dealt with. But instead, you know what? Let's give a gladiator fight, and it makes everyone feel like, oh my gosh, the gladiator.
They
distract us with.
Alex Ferguson used to do it. Alex Ferguson would want Nani and Anderson, so then he would start talking about a player, or Man United would start doing something with a player that's got nothing to do that they want to sign. And before you know it, Anderson and Nani are wearing Man United tops. You're like, when did this happen? You were distracted.
That's it.
Where's our money? That's my new thing. Forget your money. Where's our money?
All right. So just for audio listeners, yeah, right now, we're just about to talk about something. This is tax expenditure by area.
Yeah, where they
spend. As in like,
Okay, cool. All right, fair. Yeah. 200 billion, or 220 billion is spent on healthcare, yeah. The lowest is obviously overseas aid, which is under 20 billion.
It looks like it's under 5 billion.
That's a lot of money.
That's a hell of a lot of money. When you said under, I thought it was going to be under, like, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand. This is.
Yeah, what, 5 billion?
Billions!
What's 5 billion, but where is that? How is that spread out and what are they? It depends though. It depends on what you're buying and which country you're buying it for.
It's 5 billion!
Have they tried to baffle us there, by the way? They put health and then welfare.
Well, welfare is. That's like. It's different to healthcare, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Healthcare is like you're going to the hospital and you'd fucking cancer, all kinds of shit.
No. Welfare is more so like social work.
That's
what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Welfare. Okay. So welfare is like more social work and stuff like that. It's a bit separate, but when you add the two of them together, it's a lot of money. Now listen, we don't know when it comes to politics and this type of stuff. We are out here just
trying to figure it out.
Yes, right. Now with us being a little bit clueless on this, where would you take a little bit of money from?
I like this.
Where would you put it?
Defence.
What? What would you do? You take money from defence?
I'm always worried about that, you know. Why? As a CDM, personally.
Wait, go on, sorry?
I'm a centre back as well.
As a CDM, I know that like you, if you go all out attack and you forget about your defence, you're in trouble. So I would keep the defence.
Defence is on, by the way, just for clarity here, defence is on just under 60 billion.
I would go national debt interest.
Who would you defend?
Yeah, I'll take it out of that as well.
National debt interest.
We don't even know what that means.
What is national debt interest?
That's literally the debt for the country's interest.
How much
interest they're paying on that? Yeah, I'll take that down. And I'll
Then you can't move that.
Until you pay
I think you can.
You can't. Wait. Because you have to be on the microphone.
Why can't I? Do you know why I don't feel like you can? Yeah, my dad owes money now. He's not even here. And that was debt.
Bro.
But this is true. He's not, who's paying it back?
No, but the thing is, you can't take all. You can't say I'm not paying no interest.
No, I didn't say no interest. I said cut down.
What you could do is you could renegotiate that deal, surely, on the interest that you're paying, right?
That's mad.
Instead of paying 80 billion, which it says there,
50?
You could pay less. However, that still comes at a cost though.
But Chucky, if that's the interest, if that is just the interest you're paying, it leads me to believe in our lifetime, I don't think you're gonna pay back the interest.
Also, that's national debt. Do you know that's what? Do you know what they're actually paying for? Do you know how much it cost to repaint Big Ben? This is the kind of stuff they're talking about.
So then what?
Millions.
Come on, Chucks, they can take that down. And there was another thing I saw.
Go on.
Government administration. I don't even know what's going on over there. Take it down.
And anyway, they
put. I would take some of that down. I would definitely take some of that down.
Right now, anyway. Huh? 2 years ago, interest rates were at 2%. They're getting all our money, their money from us.
So then take it down, man. Take it down.
Okay, so what? So wait.
Environment, I suffer.
Wait.
Culture, I suffer.
Wait, 1 second.
Sorry.
Government administration, yeah, is on over 20 billion, it looks like, yeah.
Come on.
So what would you take that down to?
5.
And then where would you put the rest of the 15? Like, what needs the priority?
All right, can I ask a question as well? This is where I'm confused. How health getting so much, but all now I'm on big, big weight in
oh
this
my hospital. Gosh.
This doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like, am I even seeing the benefits of health?
Guys.
What happened?
They've done it again. They've distracted us again. We're thinking that there's the same amount of areas as bars. There's 13 areas I've just counted. There's like 16 bars. They're just doing this. They did this on Word Art. They're just trying to baffle us. There's like 3 lines there that's unaccounted for. They're hiding money.
How? What do you mean? I'm confused.
Break this down.
Count the bars.
Yeah.
And then count and then read the sections. There's 13 sections. Yeah. And there's like 16 bars.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
where's 16. The rest of the money? What's the rest of the areas that you haven't told us about?
So you're saying that's not all the money?
I'm saying they think that all of that. They just have. All right, what's so that one? What's that one? Yeah, what's that one that hasn't got something underneath it? What is it? Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, shit.
It's people's lunch money. 30 billion on lunch. They just don't want to. You know what I'm
clarify
saying?
Clarify it.
On government lunch.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Yeah, there's one missing.
There's two missing.
There's two missing. Where's that fucking money?
Where's the money?
How much is that?
That's the BBC for cabs.
Hold on 1 second. That's 20 million. That's 20 billion. Oh, public.
Oh, right. Oh. Right, they got lucky. What's the next one then?
I was gonna say. All right.
What's the next one say?
That's environment. This one is.
No, it's the other one, isn't it?
This one. Outstanding payments to the EU.
Outstanding payments?
Bro.
What?
They're worried about me. And they owe how much?
They owe
6.5 billion.
So this is what I think. I think we should dance a yard before we dance abroad. Let's sort this thing out and take the payments down to other people.
What is sorting this thing out? That's what I'm trying to
do. Well, the health money that's so high, a couple of weeks ago, we were speaking about how they need to give some more help to the people in, you know, health and doctors and so on and so forth. So how's I got so much money, but they need so much help? So I'm just confused by this whole blood clot thing. How much money you need, Doug?
How are these people underpaid? Bring it down for a second. How are these people underpaid with over 200 mil invested in it? It don't make no sense to me. Maybe I'm missing something now.
200
I don't know.
Billion.
200 billion?
220 billion to be fair.
My brother, I'm sorry. I want to know where all that money's going because I don't understand how they have no money, but that's where most of the money in the country I go. That makes no sense to me. Every week, them one.
Can we just quickly break
down?
We
were clapping for the NHS on a Friday because they weren't getting no money. But these times, so where is all of that money going?
I'd give more money to state pensions as well, to be honest with you.
But no, but they're at the end of the journey, man. Come on.
And anyway, isn't that they match your money anyway?
Yeah, they do.
Come on, man. Let's put it into education. Help the youth, them. Culture. Help the environment.
I need a pension, you know.
This, yeah, we 100. But this is a conversation we need
how
to talk about.
How do we get pensions? We don't pension. Have PAY.
No, I've got someone that knows how to do this stuff, you know.
You pay national
insurance.
Yeah, you pay national insurance, so you.
Pay national insurance every year.
This guy, let's not talk about that with him, all right? Because there's cameras and stuff.
This is a conversation for another day, but we'll do an episode on that. 100%.
I do actually.
But I've got someone that can sort out the pension thing.
Do you know what? This is how much I'm actually clueless about elements of this year because all of this is a lot of money, but clearly it's not a lot.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So if transport is getting just under 60 billion a year, like what? I need to have a gauge of how much things cost.
Where do you think they spend that transport? Like, is that on roads? And highway maintenance?
Yes. Yeah, probably.
Is that all aspects of transport? So even if you're employing individuals to maintain it, or you're employing, or you think of a new scheme for buses or something like that, is that where all of that money
comes from? Anything they invest in.
Because they're underpaid as well, you know. Train drivers be telling you they're not driving for weeks. All the other day, I tried to get a train last week to come here on a Friday. Train cancelled. How much money are they getting?
A lot.
I think...
Can I be honest with you?
They're hiding money. They're hiding money in this. See, this information, when I tell you that they're giving you 220, they're not getting the full 220. Someone's hiding it.
Well, let me tell you something. Look, regardless of all of that, Po,
yeah.
Looking at it, regardless of the money, in terms of priority, it's not far off.
Yeah.
It just sounds odd that it's so much money, but it's in such a shit place.
No, for me, the funny thing is where the money's invested and there's so much of it, yet people are still complaining. That's confusing to me.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, sorry. I'm saying, like, the priority, like, because I would put health, I'd put that number health one. As number one.
Yeah.
So it's rightly there. But 200 billion, if it's being invested, if they're getting 200 billion, why is it in the place that it's in right now?
Why are the white walls cream? This doesn't make sense.
I need to know what welfare is.
Can you break down welfare?
I'll tell you what's not welfare. The fact that them men are not getting enough money.
I remember there was a guy called Wellard.
Aye, them man are Wellard. That's a shit name, isn't it?
Proper crazy name.
I like that for a dog, you know.
Wellard.
Was that... Wally. That was... the Mitchell brothers' dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there a list?
It's still open.
He's a testimonial.
Ill, sick, no job, social work, I believe. Is it as well?
So I'm guessing maybe something like how, like benefits will come under welfare.
So education.
Anything.
No, but education like, in the. Yeah, but the thing is, education is already in there.
Is it everything of the mind, it seems like?
No, I reckon it's like everything. You know, like housing benefit.
I know what welfare is.
That's exactly that.
So your well-being as a human being in opposed to your health.
Is there not as many teachers as doctors?
There's more. There should be more teachers, no? There's more schools than there is hospitals.
So how do they have only 50 billion in education then? It's not that. It's welfare would be teachers.
No, but in teaching, fam, you're not going to be going to do no mad surgery that costs bare bread, fam.
Education would be teachers.
Education would be confused. Teachers. I'm
confused. There should be more money in health than education.
Sounding like Beavis and Butthead now.
I don't know what's going on.
No, I just
welfare would not be that. When you're talking about housing benefit and all of these types of things, that's got nothing to do with...
Yeah. What, you don't think that's welfare?
That's welfare.
Yeah, that is welfare, yeah.
And then teachers is education,
that's teachers,
obviously.
Yeah, that's something else.
He needs
but,
a TA.
But we're losing...
Brother, he needs a TA.
We're losing teachers.
They need to spend more...
On you.
You
know, remind me of my son's own.
But we need, less people are becoming teachers now because of it's just not paying enough.
And it's also a shit job.
It's weird, but you do get so many pros to being a teacher.
Like
11 weeks holiday or whatever, and the rest.
And you still get paid.
9 to, or you come in at 8:30, you're gone 3:30.
No, you're gone at 5. They're gone at 5, sometimes 6, 7.
No, mom's a teacher. Oh. She leaves like an hour after the students.
Yeah, that's
what's that?
They're taking their work.
No,
home.
Like a school, like a primary school.
So what's that?
They're
like
taking
like
their work
4:30
home.
That's all like an earliest. I suppose everyone works from home now, so maybe teachers do need to be paid.
My mom gets in early, but
they're taking their work home. That's what they're complaining about as well. Still.
So why do they take the job?
Because it's a greater good job.
The top of the tree, like the head of years, I'm sure they get like a considerably more amount than just the supply. Yeah.
5 bags.
No.
What do you mean 5 bags?
They get 5 bags more.
Oh. But as in like a head teacher will be on what, 100 grand?
Nah.
100.
I reckon so.
100 grand? What, for a
teacher?
A head teacher.
Oh yeah, possibly.
It depends. I've seen the way these teachers dress and operate because they ain't in 100 bags.
I think there's probably some head teachers that probably are on around 50,
average,
60 bags. 50,
it's 60. Between 50 and 123.
There you go.
Not in D&K, boy.
Do you know what the question is though, Dan? How many of them are really on 100 bags? Really?
Well, really, I'd imagine the actual average is going to be bang in the middle of 50 and 123. So what's that, 80 grand?
And look at the spectrum. Like, that's just so wide.
Yeah.
50 to 125. I just feel like the 100...
That means
from
that
100 to
125
is a minority.
Head teachers.
Head teacher.
That's
head
what
teacher.
I said. Yeah, that's a minority, I think, 100 to 123.
But oh, we're like getting knocked here. We're getting knocked pretty bad, yeah, because you know the average price of a nurse in New York is 120 grand.
How much is that in pounds? Google it. How much is that in pounds?
I think that could even be in pounds.
Is this the alternative facts? Right,
serious?
Go. Is average nurse wage
New in New York. Although they need it, though.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they don't have a free healthcare anyway. So it should be about that.
I think that's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah, but it makes sense, though. You have to pay for it.
How much is it?
He's getting 123 grand.
123 pounds?
Yeah, 131,000.
Yeah, but that sounds about right. It would probably be the same if it was here.
A nurse?
Yeah, but bro, then you have to pay for it. If I can go to the doctors now, oh shit, my neck's hurting, cook up, whatever.
I'm saying, if you
and
are
I leave,
nurse,
and it's
that's,
fine.
That's crazy.
All right,
money.
Pause.
But if I go there, I have to pay for that. Oh shit, right, my. Yeah.
But here, yeah, why I'm confused. Go back to that chart.
I know what you're gonna say.
This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make pounds. This doesn't make pence. That doesn't make sense. Your argument to me, I don't know, but it's flawed to me. Do you know how much over, brother? If you're over 200 billion.
Yes.
No one should be complaining about get. This is my ignorance, by the way. But over 200 billion, I don't know how people are underpaid.
I think I might have an idea.
How many hospitals?
Not an idea, but that in that 200 billion, they're probably having to pay for medicine and all kinds of stuff.
That it's 200 billion. Yeah. I'm not talking about 200 million.
I swear they say that 200 billion. Like medicine is like the, along with tech, like the biggest industries in the world.
Right.
So like, hence why when COVID was here, everyone was just running billions of pounds all over the place to try and find this and da da da. Like that is like the number one thing. Drugs.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
In America, like every other advert is some kind of drug.
Yes.
Like they sell their drugs over there. So I get it, but it's. But
200
billion feels like it shouldn't be in a shit show. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But someone's going to have to explain to me. I want someone to do it even in the comments or just DM me why 220 billion hasn't been enough.
That's
the question.
And what would be enough?
And what would be enough?
I think they're hiding the money. That's what I'm sticking to. It reminds me of them record labels, yeah? When they go, oh, mate, the video, 40 bags, yeah? Say no more. They get their fucking brethren to film it, their cousin to edit it. Before you know it, they spent about five grand and they're pocketing 15.
Yeah, it's a
like, this happens in life. It happens. We can't act like it doesn't. Well,
we bag them every now and then, but like the wind that just blows it over. Like, for example, in COVID, it was well documented that these lot were employing their friends to do and giving them billions and giving them crazy contracts. It's just their friends. It's something like they've got all the money so they can make all the backhanded deals, brown envelopes.
And one thing we have to remember, and we have to all, people at home, I want you to really remember this. I know it's crazy. Some people are shit at their jobs. I don't care how qualified you are. I don't care how many degrees, whatever you've got.
Saying that in
some people
to?
Are just. Some people, whoever's handling the distribution of how people are paid and so on and so forth, there's a strong possibility that they're just shit at their job.
Do you reckon it's them anyway? Like, for example, yeah, we have a, what is it, like a budget and chancellor, whatever it is, whoever's in charge of this, basically, this graph here.
Yeah.
Do you think they actually are making these decisions and them and their team are? Or do you reckon they're saying, nope, yeah, we need you to say that that's that?
Maybe it's
just
you
that
never
point?
See the puppet master, is what I'm saying. Like, it can't be them making that decision. There's someone bigger, Thanos.
What?
That's pulling that string.
I hear you. What? Whoever's the head person making all of them, they're probably part of a chain. They're probably they could be the top person within health who has good relationships with all the other top individuals, and then they make decisions together about what they should be distributing.
That's government.
So then, yeah, man.
But it's all friends.
We're fucked. They're all friends.
Yeah, little frat buddies.
That's government. So obviously, when you are. Like when we're coming up to some type of election or whatever, they're always telling you, this is what we're going to do. This is why you need to vote for us, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to put the money here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And boom, 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 boom. And when you put them in place, they're expected to do that. A lot of the time they don't, which is half the reason why whenever you watch the news, they're getting questioned and pressured hard on, you said that in this period of time, this was going to happen, then that's going to happen. And then that's when they start hitting us with the, well, it's not as simple as that because of this, this, and that, and whatever. But yes, of course, within that team, within that political party, you've got somebody who is going to delegate where that money goes. But when you're dealing with human beings, you probably are right, Dan. Like, there probably is someone that says, well, I'm actually giving... I'll tell you what, just skim off.
That's how they say that. They
because
they
one bit, like, you're not going to miss 1 billion in that.
That's it. So this is how they say that they maneuver things. So, for example, yeah, like, if Poet was my son, yeah, and I go to somebody and say, who's the Bank of England, the king of the Bank of England, whatever it is, and I say, listen, you need to make my son marry your daughter. And you just...
Is she buff?
She's super buff.
Let's do it, man.
Super buff and rich. Jeez. Yeah, what? He says, why? And then you basically tell a lie and be like, my son is the heir to Microsoft.
Yeah?
And then he goes, oh, all right, then cool. But it's a lie. Yeah? He goes, yeah, all right, cool. You can marry my daughter. And then you go to Bill Gates. You say, you need to marry... you're not actually Bill Gates' son. I forgot how it goes anyway, man. I forgot. Anyway, let me lie. They basically create these relationships by lies, but like, as soon as they make sense, they lock them in.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like, that person is like in bed with this person just because it's the perfect position to be in. Do you know what I'm saying? You're going to need somebody.
Oh, so it's a bag of opportunities.
That's it.
Oh, sweet.
It's human beings. Let me tell you something.
Don't do
though.
That. You know we're not all opportunists.
I think we are. But listen, wait, let me just say this though. I'm gonna cut them some slack. I'm gonna play Angel's Advocate quickly. I like that. Maybe this whole 220 million is all of this is put in and done generally, like properly. But for some reason, it's just not enough. And they just can't work out what it is.
Okay,
let's just say, for example, I could imagine now, let's just say, you know what I mean, I'm running the country, whatnot now, boom. We've given 220 billion to health. And I believe now we're gonna, you know what I mean, yeah. We're gonna start seeing a steady rise in this, that, everyone's gonna be happy and whatnot. And then we pump this money and then all of a sudden it's like, the money's just getting, it just doesn't feel like it's enough. I could see how that could happen as well. It's like, yeah. Okay, what more do we need to do? Because we can't print money.
So how long can you? All right, so this is where we are.
If you do, then you start mashing up inflation.
And what does it look like is happening there? All we've done is mash up inflation.
Yeah, but if you do it,
this is I swear last year was the highest inflation there's been for like 20 years.
Do it more and it would be fucked.
I'm sure they say 20% of all US dollars printed at the moment were printed in like the last couple of years, last few years.
One of the presidents in one African country, yeah, he just one day decided that he was going to print up bare dough and just fucked up the whole economy.
Everything, because now there's more money than... That's it. That's the problem with printing money. You devalue everything around it.
Because there's more of it now.
And that's why the price of a Fredo was...
Right.
10p, and now it's what? 30p?
But then Fredo's still making lots of money.
Is it 50p? How much is a Fredo?
Fredo's not more than 50p.
It can't be.
If Fredo's more than 50p, it's because of the rapper.
Which I'm saying.
100%. He has messed up.
Curly Whirly was 10p.
Curly Whirly was... All right, now we're talking.
Well, how much is Curly Whirly's now? Are they still on
75
road?
75 pence.
Curly Whirly's ain't still on road.
That's what I mean.
Are Curly Whirly's still on road?
I saw one the other day.
No way. I saw one the other Cap.
Day. I swear down.
Curly Whirly.
I saw a Curly Whirly. I saw a Caramac.
Lie.
I swear down.
Just check how much Curly Whirly is, please. How much Fredo?
I don't know how you're going to find out here, but
just to get how much is Curly Whirly?
Curly Whirly price.
Wait, what have I got on my list here?
On Amazon, it's 125.
What?
My Sainsbury's is 125. That's it.
pardon,
is that
what?
That multi-pack, though?
No, just one. I want just one. Don't tell me 25p. Jesus Christ, my heart almost sank to my
Sainsbury's, yeah. We're never getting out of that price, really.
What? Where?
And you don't buy this shop.
I think Boss Man is, I'm not going to lie, Boss Man's on the ropes right now. It's up over there.
Boss Man.
Boss Man's got extra rent to pay and all of that type of stuff. It's crazy over there. Boss Man don't even, you see Boss Man now, more time if you notice, they don't even sell small packets of crisps anymore. It's all big packs and that.
Oh, Boss Man is taking a mick though with some things. I bought, you know, like the burgers, the sweet burgers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I know. I love stuff like that. Cold. Like sweets like that. It's like 150. I looked at
what?
No, it wasn't.
150.
But I didn't realise until I tapped my card. I was like, boss, like, why was this £1.29? I've got a bottle of water, a thing and a thing. He was just like, that's £1.50.
Bro, you know what you got technically you shouldn't even be able to tap your card with? You're supposed to pay for that one. You know when they say, yeah, nah, it's under.
Yeah.
Minimum spend.
But they can't do that anymore.
No, they don't. Apparently, it's illegal to do that.
It was always illegal to do that. Yeah, my Turkish brethren showed me. Shout out. I told you, the Jamaican Turkish community were like this. My Turkish brethren showed me, like, Paul, if they ever try to make you charge you extra for your, it's illegal, bro. So I said, let me try it in my local shop. He said to me, yeah, minimum spend otherwise. I said, no, that's illegal, my bro. My brethren's got a shop. I'll FaceTime him now. Oh, no problem. Yeah. No problem.
In fact, run me them sweets as well.
You know what? I want that now.
Yeah.
But Angel's Advocate, things have gone up. They're on the ropes, man. They need you to spend more money because you know why? You lot keep going fucking Tesco's.
Yeah.
That's what you lot keep doing. You lot keep going Tesco's and Sainsbury's and all of these places. You lot ain't going to Bossman anymore. So he's trying to maximise the thing. When you come in here, I need you to spend a minimum of £5.
Do you know how much a Haagen-Dazs is at Bossman?
Go on.
£6.99.
No, actually, I'm back in Bossman. Do you know what Bossman told me in my local shop? The box of tomatoes you used to buy were £5 something, and he would make a profit, and he would sell it, and the profits he'd be making are like £9. He'd sell it for £9 something, so you're making £4 something off every box. The box of tomatoes now is £10.50, he said to me. So he's selling it at £12 something, so he's only making a profit of £2 something, so it's like, everything has to go up to compensate for where he's losing money in certain areas.
He's digesting
like,
it.
He's going through a... And he got robbed the other day.
Oh, no.
These guys came in with, you know that the fire thing?
Yeah.
The fire
extinguisher.
Not the fire extinguisher, but the torch.
The fire gun.
The fire gun.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God. Not a flame, like a flame on. Yeah. Brother, so you know, like, for example, you had the shutters that came down. They done that through the shutter, went in, stole cigarettes, stole alcohol, vapes, you name it.
Cigarettes.
Brother.
I can't believe the price on them.
Business, bro.
They're like £20.
£20 for a box of cigarettes, bro. Big facts. Like, all the cigarettes that I used to get from my parents back in the day.
That was like £4. I used to get like a silk cut.
Silk cut! Benson and Hedges, I remember the days. Now you want a score?
Do you know what? I'm not saying, it's hard out here, innit? So I understand people are going to do what they need to do to feed families and whatever else, yeah? Mm. But what I'm going to say is though, if teething is going to have to be a thing, stop doing it from Bossman.
Yeah. You got to
get... Don't teeth from Bossman.
But Bossman...
Because Bossman's... Yeah. It's hard for Bossman right now. Yeah, man. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
that hurt, I broke my heart.
You're better off hitting the big one.
Right.
Go get Sainsbury's local.
Right then.
Only problem though. It's the only thing I'll say about these guys.
I'm not saying to do it.
But if you're going to...
Just don't teeth from Bossman.
Yeah. Well, these men licked down 7 shops apparently in one night.
They what?
They licked down 7 shops in one night.
It's what, Bossman shops?
Bossman shops.
Nah, man.
So they would have made more money than they would have made from Tesco. So as a criminal, they're making more money, easier getaways.
It's a good decision.
What, teeth from Bossman?
No. Ethically, it's a bad decision. But obviously, if you're doing that in the first place, your mind's
risk
gone anyway.
Risk to reward.
I hear you.
And Bossman drives a...
It's harder to get the cigarettes. It's harder to get the cigarettes over that side as well.
Yeah, man. With some Turkish brothers, I can't lie, they done their thing, man. They didn't rob from the Jamaicans because the community between us is very...
There's a Jamaican corner shop.
No, it wasn't Jamaican corner shop. I'm saying they didn't. If it was Jamaican corner
we
shop...
We don't have that shit.
There is one. I saw one in Tottenham. I saw one in Tottenham.
Is it?
There was one
in Tottenham. We're in Tottenham.
Was it Tottenham? Yeah, it's not far from Tottenham Stadium.
Gentrification.
I couldn't believe it.
Since when?
I don't know. I remember walking into a corner shop. And I'm thinking, why are they saying...
A brother was there?
No, it was an Indian man, but it was... Oh, it had such a Jamaican influence, this shop.
Just he has no choice.
Bun and cheese. Like, it was just all the stuff.
Oh,
like,
you're saying that you're saying the Jamaican
on the high road?
It,
or
you
no, the Jamaican... There
on the high road?
No, it wasn't on the high road. It was like...
Back streets. Yeah, it makes sense though, man. It's Tottenham.
But yeah, I remember thinking, nah, like, this
there's
corner
shop... There's one in... Frisco's ringing you. There's one in Halsden.
Come in.
Let's about...
Anyways. One in Halston. Well, there was one in
Halston. But that's just something that we just never got involved in. Crazy. It's too late now.
One second, I'm gonna.
I can't think of anything harder to whatever there is, but like owning a corner shop now is
nightmare,
brother.
Because it can happen at any time.
And then on top of that, it's like, if there isn't a Tesco's nearby, there's going to be one. Or a Sainsbury's or a something.
Facts.
And that's what's going to just... Facts. That's going to fuck your money up, man.
Sorry,
Chuck. Oh, my God. All right, then. Well, what's the time?
I feel like we weren't meant to speak about the country's finances.
I love... Do you know what? I enjoy talking about it and butchering it.
Everyone in the comments be like, what these guys don't know what they're talking about.
And I've got to say to them, you're fucking right. Well, I don't anyway.
Wait, do you like return parcels, by the way?
Yes.
Return parcels?
Do you?
I do. As in, if I buy something that I don't want and yes. I return it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
Sick. I just got a refund notification right now.
Did you?
You know, I don't feel well, you lot buy it and just keep it, regardless.
I've just end up. Or giving it away.
You lot have got so much bread.
No.
It depends.
You can't trick me.
I go to the shop and drop it back.
I built.
So you I don't what? Return it. For example, if I buy something from JD Sports Online,
yeah.
I'm going in JD Sports to shop.
But usually you could just take it to the post office. I've got a post office at
Selfridges, going to the shop.
Huh? I'll go to the shop, but I barely even do that.
I just take it, what's it called? I just go on the online portal, whatever it is. Usually I can just take it to the top of my road and drop it off and then they just send it.
No, all right, that's organised. It needs to be in my, if what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I hear why it. Am I having to go left now? If I'm going straight, oh, JD Sports, I bought this the other day, it doesn't work.
I also like returning stuff, you know, because I like the thought that, yes, I didn't spend that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I bought something for a couple £100, I'm like, why? Usually I'm like, why did I even just do that? Like, there was no real need for it. And then, so if I get it and I don't like it, I'm happy that I don't like it.
I hear that. I get my money back.
That's it.
But my problem is that once I spend it, if I spend the money on it, then it's gone out of my, I've accepted that it's gone.
Now you've got too much money.
No. It's what? A problem.
I said I've accepted that it's gone.
It's gone, isn't it? So then, like, if I don't like it, my intentions are to take it back, but then I just more time don't take it back.
It goes to a brother,
goes to somebody.
But I'll be honest with you, this is how petty I am, between us here and the people at home, between all of us, I bought a present for a girl the other day.
Took it back.
She done something wrong. She don't even know that she got it.
Right then.
She didn't even know she was getting it. But she said, I was like, what is this behavior I'm witnessing?
That's why you have to be careful, you know. Just wrong day, you can lose a present.
Sparkle.
Do you know what? I've done that, but I bought something for somebody and then I just changed my mind. And then I held it. And then at one point I found use for it for somebody else.
Oh, serious?
Yes.
I don't trust myself.
There. You see that one there? That one's mad.
Yeah, I just held it. I was like, you know what?
I wanted to support him, but I didn't want. It's going to be a conversation.
I thought that was following up with a story. He caught himself so quick.
You have to let Kathy with these subjects, you know. You can't give too much away, it's mad.
Yeah, you got to
give. You know, early HC days, I could spill all the beans because that there was still a chance it was far enough ago in the past for it to not be, for you to not get charged with it.
Yes.
Now, anything I say that hasn't been said, I'm probably going to get charged with improper conduct.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, when's the last time you lot got charged? When's the last time that the FA called you saying, yo, improper conduct?
I think I might,
I can't remember, but there was one time I talked about a situation and I got pulled up on it still.
I appeal it and I win the appeal, but it's still a derogatory mark. On your,
It's still a stain.
You got a rep, fam. Even if you bust case, you know that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I bust case more often than not. I bust case proper. I'm talking about busting case, but I don't know. You might have to leave in a minute. But did that Don who's on the run? What's his name?
Daniel Khalif.
Nah, man. You don't know about this?
No, I don't know about this.
Daniel Khalif.
He escaped prison, bro.
The one that escaped from the prison like this?
Huh?
Came from the prison like that?
Which jail did he escape from?
The White Don.
Wandsworth, yeah.
Wandsworth,
yeah.
The White Don.
Big man, do you know what?
He came out of prison like that. I swear down. He had his...
No, not this one. No, that's a different guy.
Did you see that?
Chester, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, it was.
This is...
Oh, did you say he's a royal
They said it was him, though.
With him. With Bear talking over each other, boy.
Sorry.
Okay, so basically,
that is incredible.
Wait, some people don't know what he's just said because he's not on the microphone. But firstly, when I first saw this, I didn't know. I thought he'd escaped, and then they just found him. So I didn't pay any attention to it. I only actually started paying attention to it today when I said to people on Twitter, "I'm recording the podcast today. What's on the menu?" Better people are like, "Talk about the Don who's escaped prison." So I'm like, "Ain't he gone back into jail, bro? My man's still on road. He escaped 3 days ago." What does it say here? So this was the story. They're saying that he went in jail or is awaiting trial for planting fake bombs at a military base. So that's what he's in jail for. He's 21 years old. And do they know how he escaped though?
Yeah,
because when I was listening to LBC, they were talking about him being underneath a whip.
Yeah, so he left the prison as a chef and strapped himself to a van.
Oh, so he left the prison as a chef and then strapped himself to a van.
Wow. Do you know what? Just for the creativity alone, they should allow him.
That's crazy, you know?
They should just allow him. Say, you know what? You're good to go.
They've literally, at the moment, yeah, they've got helicopters all over everywhere. The place right now. They've like locked off the whole of Richmond Park and the river and all of that because they're saying that his mum used to live there. His mum and his sister or whatnot. So they've like, all down there's all locked down and that. Yeah, and they're
he knows not to go to, surely he knows, this man knows not to go to his mum or sister.
I don't know.
Like,
you never know.
If a man is smart enough to dress up as a chef and grab himself to the underside of a car, you can rest assured he's not going to his mum's house as soon as he comes.
How's he
back,
getting out of the country though?
They're saying that it's a...
He should have been in the house. That's what I was thinking of. Why was he in Wano?
They're saying, why was he what?
Why was he in Wano? I would have thought he would be in a higher cap.
Right. So this is the conversation that they're having on radio at the moment, yeah? They're saying that, he's on cap B. But I'm going to have to say this again so Poet can hear this, yeah? But what they're saying is that with the maximum security prisons, there's actually only 189 spaces left. Frisco's just touched that. Well, Guam, GG. Yeah,
so man. Hello, man. You're right. How are you? Hey, yeah, hello, you're coming as well. Yeah, on, doggy. As well.
Oh, I can just go there, man.
No. Wait.
There's no mic. Just don't get too close, man.
Are you lot are funny, blood?
Nah, bruv, I was watching Spray's podcast.
Hey! He said Spray's gonna be onto this one.
Novelist had his hand like this.
Yeah. And
Spray said, wait a minute, move your hand. Move your hand. Move your hand. So, man's not trying to have no type of weird framing right now. Everything has to be.
Nah, but you lot know what it is, man, so you don't have to be funny.
2 inches.
Yeah. Nah, but you, man, know what it is, though.
What? I look
2 inches.
No, look.
Yeah.
Let's just get this.
But the man them can sit next to each other, man. They know what the thing is, bro.
Exactly. Sometimes this white thing starts getting out of hand.
It's crazy, man.
Man starts searching for the white.
Right then.
So then I have to think, what are you thinking about this? Just man here, like, why are you thinking about? I mentioned inches, and the first thing that comes to your mind is
because we're on the topic. So
I weren't talking about wood.
Well, yeah, what?
You were just
was
thinking
on what
about
topic?
A man's arm around someone else's back. And you said, Spray said, it's not don't act like we were talking about growing grass.
Hear what I'm saying, though. You can just sit down. Hear what I'm saying, though.
Cool. Let's just move on, though. I hear.
Just quickly, though. You can sit down, though.
It's just a bit cramped.
It's a little cramped.
It's just a bit cramped.
It's close, isn't it?
It's, you know what I'm saying? It's a bit cramped.
It's hot as well. It's hot.
Come on, it's hot. It's cramped. I've got long legs and any look of space.
Are you in frame, though?
Am I in frame?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I can see.
We're good, man.
This ain't going to be good for TikTok, but it is what it is.
Ain't it?
Minor. We don't do it for TikTok still. But listen, boom. So yeah, what do you know anything about this?
About what?
About what happened to this youth? This,
no, I
on?
Just heard a man escaped. I didn't really...
Cool. I'm going to dash away all of what I said before and I'm saying it again. Yeah. But yeah, there's a youth, 21 years old, yeah? He's escaped from Wandsworth Prison. Yeah.
21?
Wow. 21, yeah. I didn't take this seriously until... Not take this seriously, but... You know what it was? I saw people talking about it a couple of days ago, but in my mind, I'm saying, rah, he's escaped, but they've arrested him.
They found him.
That's what I thought. It's only until when I'm on the way here, I've gone on Twitter, I'm recording a podcast today, what's on the menu? I'm seeing bare people saying, talk about the youth that's been, that's on the run and that. So I'm thinking, I thought he was arrested. Brother, he's been out for 3 days.
He's been out for three days.
What they're saying is that he was, he was a chef, so he went to jail for putting fake bombs in a military base. Yeah, so he's on trial for that at the moment.
Fake bombs in a military base.
Yeah, so he's on trial for that. Yeah, so while he's in jail, he's done the chef thing. He's dressed up as a chef. He's whipping up the work and whatnot.
Yeah,
and then
he's cold.
He's cold, isn't it?
He's cold.
Then he's somehow managed to strap himself to a van. Whether it's underneath the van or whatever, and then he's got out.
He strapped himself. How do you strap yourself to the bottom of a van?
So there.
But he says he's an ex-soldier, so
he'll know the techniques.
He'll know the techniques. Yeah. He'll know the techniques. So they're now saying as well, yeah, boom. flipping, it's, they're saying it's an inside job. Someone in there must know what the thing's going on or whatever, and they've helped him to do it or whatnot, yeah. But I don't know, because this thing seems, right now they've locked off the whole of Richmond, because they're saying that his mum and his sister and that lives in Richmond and that. So they've locked off the park, the river, all of that. They've got helicopters out, like, on searching for this brother. Like, he's really, really outside. But they're saying as well, yeah, he was only on a Cat B and not a Cat A.
Okay.
So bare people are asking, rah, like, why wouldn't he have been on a Cat A?
Cat A with, on them type of charges there.
But do you think that he should have been on a Cat A with them charges anyway?
Terrorism.
Okay, see, when you frame it like that, that's so mad. Because when you say it like that, you're like, fair enough. But then when you take into consideration all the things you can go prison for, it's just a prank.
Yeah, the bombs were fake, innit?
That would be my rebuttal.
Yeah.
It's a prank video.
It is terrorism, but is it terrorism when it's not real?
It's a prank video about the, you know, the recording. Was that
president, if it's not real, a man's gone there with the fake thing or whatever, it's a prank, essentially.
EA Sports, anyhow, he had his mobile phone out. Like, it's okay, a prank.
Okay, then, all right, so, let me ask you this. If I go rob somewhere with a fake gun, yeah, and then, I get caught, should I get less time because it's a fake gun?
Did you take something? Or did you just go there and just pretend like you was going to rob something?
I don't think I got that far into the example, but...
Because that makes the difference, innit? It's like, if you've gone there and you've taken something, then no, you've gone there and
all right, look, thief. All right, so look, so imagine you've taken something, but you've not harmed no one. You've not physically harmed no one.
That's my thing. Because that's open. Because obviously, there's only, one thing Chucky was saying, there's 189 places for these types of individuals. If you're doing a prank video about the actual video evidence of it being a prank, I can't just throw you in prison when there's rapists and child molesters and all of these type of horrible people. This is bad.
For context, basically, there's only 189 spaces in like Cat A at the moment, like the high maximum prisons at the minute, yeah?
Yeah.
So they're saying, their argument is, the reason why he wasn't there is because we need to keep somebody's space. Like, there's people, like, on average, they get, like, over 200 arrests or, like, investigations on serious...
Is that a weekly? Just in,
no, a month. That's a month. Just investigations that's and mad. All of that, yeah. And that's just one section of crime. So they're like, yo, we need to keep an element of this for the real seriousness. They're not thinking that someone who's got a fake... thing is gonna do.
21 years old, can't throw him over there, man. For me, I'll be looking for him over there.
But that's why, you know what? I think that this stinks.
You think it's like, all right, so Chucky is under the impression that this, because he's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. I'm getting there, I'm becoming one.
He's becoming one.
Yeah.
This is all set up.
I believe that it's like, not a government thing. That's not what I'm saying in regards to a setup. But what I'm saying is that like, it just seems to me, yeah, it's not like he's gone to jail for like, if he's gone to jail for, you know what I mean, getting a bus and running over 100 people or going and doing some madness to children or, you get what I'm saying? Just going and just completely just doing some mad, destructive social shit. He's gone in jail. He's awaiting, he ain't even gone to jail properly yet. He's awaiting trial for something, yeah? Something just says to me, either he has said, or someone has said, you know what? Let's see if you can actually escape prison. Let's see if you could actually do it.
So he was on remand?
Or someone has gone to him and said to him, look, like, we'll want you, like, you've been a soldier before, you're good at escaping, we need to understand how this shit potentially works or whatever. So what we're going to do is go in and try and escape this. And we're going to put everything in place to see if we could actually get the real Don who is able to do this. Because one day, someone dangerous really is gonna escape. It just so happens to be this time, the person who's escaped that they're telling us is not that dangerous, are they really? No, are they?
No. So you know the bombs that you got caught for? How did they find those? Like?
What the,
they didn't go off or nothing like that.
No, they were fake bombs.
Just fake bombs, innit?
So. Yeah. So that sounds to me that he, if anything, he might even have done this on purpose to get Shift. you know what? Boom, let me just plant this here. Hey, it was me. Sorry. Arrest me. They've arrested him now. Boom, he's gone inside awaiting trial and that. Boom, now I'm in here now. Let me see if I can. Where's the chef's outfit? See if I can fling on a one.
So what are you saying? What's that film called again?
Heist.
That film that we was, I even watched it again the other day with Gerard Butler. And he's in, something happens to his family and he goes to jail and he just starts licking down everything from in jail.
From in jail? Goes,
yeah, but he starts going mad, bombing up things. Yo, it's mad. Have you seen that? What's the film called? Nice. Is it Enemy of the State? Not Enemy of the State.
Jamie Foxx.
No, that's, yeah, not Enemy of the State. What's this film with Gerard Butler? And he goes to jail.
Can you search for it?
Something happens to his, like, either his wife or his daughter gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to jail. And then he just starts, it's just mad. Law Abiding Citizen.
Oh, I ain't seen that. I heard that's hard, though.
Similar type of thing to what you're talking about. But obviously, he don't set it up so he goes to jail. But when he goes to jail, it's mad. Like, he's got this whole thing where he gets out of jail, he's just doing a lot, killing bare people. And he's telling people, look, you're next. This is what's going to happen. Yeah, mad.
Okay.
Similar type of thing, but I don't know, man.
Ain't this fishy to you?
I don't know, man.
Oh, am I going mad?
I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. Yes. To be honest.
I'm with you, though, Chucks. I like the idea.
Something just seems a bit fishy to me.
It doesn't sit right, innit?
Yeah, no, it does sit right.
What I would
say. Because I like it.
I'm saying to you, that to look at it as normal doesn't sit right. It's more, there's something going on, bro. Something.
To me, more, what I would say is, like, not a lot would surprise me. If I found out that it was this or it was that, it wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
Because it sounds like a good project to me. 21 years old, ex-soldier. What, you want me to try and escape from prison? I'll do that. I mean, I can't do that because I wouldn't know where the fuck, what to do. But if I did have that in me, that is an amazing challenge for me. What, I'm a man who knows how to do these type of things and that, and you're asking me to have a go at it. What? And then I get out as on top of that too. Let me tell you something. I will tell you this. If I got out, you ain't catching me though.
Oh, I think that, honestly, I don't know how he gets out of this. You're telling me there's helicopters? My brother, I've been chased by a helicopter by accident, and I can tell you one thing here. See, when that light is behind you, there's no way you can avoid this thing. You have to go into a house. Like, once the, and I'm talking about...
Yeah, but that's when they've found you. Like, he's not detected right now. He might not even be in London.
That's it.
We were in Ferry Lane Estate. We're in a yard. We were in the yard for 3 hours. We came out, the helicopter find us like 20 minutes later. I'm just saying, this guy is in Richmond.
They think he's in Richmond.
They don't know if he's in Richmond.
Brother, as Dan said, you think this Don's coming out of prison
to go back to his mum's yard? Please. Who's breaking out of jail to go back to the ends?
That don't make no sense.
When that's going to be the first place they're going to look for you.
I can't know. I'm from Tottenham. I've seen a lot of men do some silly things, so that also wouldn't surprise me.
But he's an ex-soldier.
In 2023, though.
He's an ex-soldier. Yeah.
You're already smart enough to break out. You're not going to...
Is he an ex-soldier from this country or a different country?
Say again?
Ex-soldier from this country or a different country?
Do you know what? I don't know, you know. I mean, he's...
I don't know.
His surname is... They would frame it like he's from a different country, though. Because obviously, especially when you add... Because his surname is Khalif or something like that. So he could be born here. He could be a citizen of here. But he could be from another place. I'm not sure. But he's only 21 years old.
So what bird's that then? If you get caught, well, inevitably you're going to... Like, I don't know. I don't want to... You know what I mean? But what is that?
Into a sentencing words.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you sentence that?
And what... He hadn't been sentenced already, or you
no,
said
he was on remand?
No,
he was waiting trial.
Yeah. So well, that's what makes me... Yeah, that's what makes me think that maybe there's possibility in what you're saying. You get me?
Do you know what'd be lit? If they gave him a court date... And he breaks back into prison and he just goes, I went to have bail. You don't even give it to me, so I'll have it myself. I'll be like, I rate my
just went to court on his own time.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how you sentence that, to be honest with you, because that is, well, obviously he's going to go to jail anyway for just breaking out of prison, but what is that under?
That's what I'm asking.
When you break out of prison, what's that called? Like, when you're breaking out of prison.
Who do you know that's broke out of jail and got caught and got rebirthed?
What's the sentencing guidelines behind that? Behind
for breaking out of jail.
I've got no
That's
idea.
That's a mad
bro.
Sentence, though.
I think they'll give you a mad sentence just for embarrassing them in the first place.
Make an example.
Ever, you will get. You do a whole sentence, whatever your sentence is.
Yeah, but it has to be, there's a legality behind what he's done. So if he's in court and they were giving him extra time, what would it be under? They wouldn't say, oh, it's breaking out of prison. We're giving it to you for that. It would be, what would it be? It would be something.
How much people break out of prison?
And I wonder what the actual sentence is for that anyway. Like, what is that? Like, how much more time do you give? Like, how do you work that one out? How do you work that? How do you work that out? I don't know how you gauge that. It's kind of interesting still. But either way, I think when he goes back, if this is real, and he goes back to jail, yeah, like he's gonna do a minimum of 10 years. If it was America,
he ain't coming out.
Yeah. Oh, they would. They might shoot him, and they might. I don't think they would shoot him actually.
When they find him.
No, they'd probably put him in prison for a long time. Unless they've tried to frame it like he's got a strap. He's got a big strap and whatnot, and he's going to go and carry on with the whole thing.
10 years.
What does it say? A person guilty of offence under this section is liable on conviction, on indictment, to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 10 years. Oh, so they could do 2 years.
And he's 21 years old.
Yeah, it's a minor. Anyway. I don't know, man. I think by the time this even comes out, they might even have found my man. But if they don't, I'd swear to you, I'd love to hear the story of him being out for a long time. Only because
that's a Netflix show.
100%. It's not like, as I said, it's not a child abuser or a flipping someone who's done something to women or whatever it is. So this is someone who's like planted a fake bomb. Which sounds like that's an experiment in itself anyway. And it seems to me, which I could be wrong, just a youth who's trying to find some next type of experiment. And regardless of how much time he does in jail, maybe he hasn't thought about this element of it. But it's like, in his head, I did it. Mm. And sometimes that's enough for some people. I've set myself an assignment. I don't care what the consequence is. The fact of the matter is, I did it. And so, boy... I think it would be interesting to see how this one pans out.
To be honest with you, I know he watches the pod, so at any point, if you want to come here and have a conversation, we won't even bait up nothing, no IP address, nothing. We might even move. We'll go to where you are for one day. EA Sports, you down for that?
Come on,
Local travel. I want to have a talk with him.
Frisco, well gone, my G.
There you are.
Infamous.
Yes.
What are you saying?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Yeah, man, I'm giving thanks every day, man. Yeah, honestly, giving thanks every day. You lot dropped something today. Yesterday.
Yeah.
How come's not today, by the way?
No.
Why today?
Like, come out.
Everyone usually drops on a Friday, right?
Thursday and Friday is usually like the 2 days that people
drop
on, innit? Yeah, Thursday, Friday.
So. I had a light theory, by the way. My light theory was that anyone that drops outside of a Friday is dropping because on a different day because they're not trying to play the industry full week. I'm selling this amount. Chart me in this position type thing. It's just I'm just giving you the music.
Yeah.
If someone's dropping on a Friday. For me, it seems as though, let's give it a full week and see what we can do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that deep for you, but
no,
it's just that.
Just give me the music, man.
Yeah.
When have you ever known me to get caught up in all that?
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. We just let the music do what it does, bro. And we know what it does.
Right then. Yeah, exactly. And it's cold that you two, I think when you came here before, I'm sure that like there was, I don't know if there was like a definitive link up that was going to happen, but there was clearly a musical chemistry that was working between the two of you, innit?
Yeah, for sure.
So what, like from the get-go, after that, was it did you know straight away this is it has to be a project thing?
Well, like the first two songs we made together was Bad and Clean and UFO. They were the first two songs we made together.
Yeah.
And just based off of the feedback on those songs, we knew that we had like a little formula, but I didn't think we really knew that we was gonna do a project. Like we was always toying with that idea, but we didn't know we was actually gonna do a project until we had like four or five songs done.
Yeah.
Like, remember we both produce, so there's times where I might be sending Isaac stuff, Isaac might be sending me stuff like, look, this is a song with a hook on it, what do you think of it, next thing the song's done.
With Frisco it was just easy as well, like he's saying, we just sent ideas back and forth and what we'd receive back was always quick and easy, like the ideas were always like sick really quickly, innit? So I think it just kind of happened naturally. It's like a natural working chemistry that we kind of built up.
Yeah, and it didn't feel like it just felt like really easy, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you don't really have to think about much. It just
second nature thing.
Just rolls out kind of thing. So yeah, by the time we had like 4 or 5 tunes, it was like, look, this is a project. Yeah. Let's just, you know what I mean? And we had a few other songs that we had on there that we changed, took off, went back into certain projects. Like the song with Chip.
Yeah.
Originally was just me and
Something Different.
Yeah, Something Different.
That's hard. There's a sample flip on that as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
So yeah, like that's the only feature, obviously apart from the Bad and Clean remix, but we wasn't gonna have any features on the project, but that was one song that I felt like Chip sounded like he would sound good on this. And when I played him the project, out of all the songs, he said, "Yo," before I told him which song I wanted to put on, he said that one. So
yeah, Chip's cold though. It's hard for him to not, especially on that tempo as well. It's hard for him to not even sound good on that. But Infamous, like, listen. Where did you come from, bro? Like, tell me about you, bro. Tell me about, and do you know what? Tell me with your chest as well. I don't want the lean back, the cold, like, I want to know, like, because I've seen you more now since the Bad and Clean thing and whatnot. I've known you've existed. I know you've been about in that. But Bad and Clean is the first thing that I've loved.
Yeah.
And we talked about that earlier on the pod before. But where do you come from, bro?
Like, country?
Everything.
So, I mean, I'm from South London, first and foremost. I'm a Jamaican.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Right, strong.
He's one of us, bro. Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I'd say...
What ends are you from?
Not far from Brixton. Like,
right.
Like 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes from Brixton.
Yeah.
I originally grew up in Peckham, then I moved to where I live now, West Norwood, and that's where I'm still.
So what's your musical history? What did was your dad like?
It's like a mixture of my dad and my auntie. So my dad was like straight reggae, like that's his thing, isn't it? You go in his car, he's got a sub, he's just, you know what I'm saying?
Remember them days?
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's my dad.
Jeez. Yeah. Remember that?
That's old school.
Steven to this day, he's still got a sub in the back.
You know, like, the way the cars are sort of wired up now, you can't really put a bass box in the boot no more, innit? Like, that's, and I guess they've kind
of
like...
Yeah. You still got a sub in the back of the
boot. His thing. Like, you know, is it a BMW? Is it an old BMW? Yeah, that's my dad.
Oh my days. He's always had a BMW, like.
Yeah.
You switch it up, but it's always a BMW, innit? So... That's my dad. But then my auntie's like R&B, like old school love songs, Jagged Edge, like all of that. That's my auntie. So my mum's into music, but not as much as them two. So I think those were like my first like musical influences, my dad and my auntie. And then I just like got into rap, like Lil Wayne and Grime, innit? Like Channel U was like where I first kind of discovered my own interest for music, because I used to come home from school, like my mom's always working in it, so I'd be at home by myself sort of thing, and then I'm just watching Channel U every evening. That's like my musical DNA.
So was you rapping before producing, or was you producing first?
I started music kind of late, to be honest, you know. So I was just a fan of music for a long time, but I started rapping first and then producing afterwards, like, but not, it's a similar sort of time frame,
right?
Because the person I started rapping with was a producer, and he just wanted people to like jump on beats, but the way he was kind of wired, he's not really one of them people that takes feedback, or because sometimes I try and give him ideas or like just chime in on what I'd want on the beat, and he ain't really trying to hear that, so. He's one of them ones, isn't it? So I just said to myself, like, I might as well just learn to do it myself, innit? So I asked him for the software, and then
he gave it to you.
Yeah, he gave it to me.
Though. He's a good guy. Yeah,
100%. He's a good guy.
Yeah. He just think, don't tell me about my team.
Go do yours.
Yeah. Which you have to respect at the same time. You might not agree with it, but
same time
you can respect course.
Because he could have said to you, "Nah, go buy that," or "Look, yeah, give me a whatever for it. You get what I'm saying?
He gave me the software, bro. So yeah, man. I can't.
As he should.
Hold him in it, so.
As he should.
Yeah, but like, I just started experimenting from there, innit, with the production and like making music myself. Them times it was super tired, I can't lie. Like, I used to make
it always
beats
is though.
Off tempo.
Do you think
like
that it's good though?
It was
you
good.
Thought it was good.
It was good. I knew I had something.
But it was dead though. In hindsight, it was good.
But it was good.
Yeah. In hindsight, it was dead.
But where you were, it was good. But in real life,
it was dead.
Not that it was dead, but you could tell that
it just wasn't
some
good.
Work.
Yeah,
you could see the potential.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah. But it wasn't good.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't that. Nah. The ideas were there, but the execution wasn't there.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know how to like
pop down your team.
You get me? That's
sometimes you just got to do that, innit? Yeah. In the beginning, it was dead, man.
Yeah, man. It's just, I think my artistry kind of grew through just experimenting and spending time by myself, just working on what I'm trying to create and just learning from other people. Yeah, just I think just a homegrown sort of build up sort of thing.
Yeah. You definitely sound like you've got a good production style, innit? Like,
yeah, I
feel like the more that I listen to your production, I can almost tell it's you, which is good.
That's hard.
See Bad and Clean, yeah?
Yeah.
But you produced that, right?
Yeah.
Did you give that to anyone else before you gave it to Frisco?
Nah.
Be honest. Swear down.
Nah. I had that beat for a while as well. I remember, I think I was working on the, I was just working on the tune and Frisco called me and I was like, yo, listen to this. And he's like, yeah, it sounds hard. I was like, yeah, I'm going to put a hook in it and send it to you, innit? And then I remember I sent it to him. He sent me a voice note or something. Going crazy, like, yo.
Come on.
Yeah, I remember that day. That was a funny day. And then he sent back
the first verse.
Bro, I remember I was in Shoreditch with my boy. We was about to go out, innit? So I was in his car, we was like drinking, whatever. He sent back the verse. He was going mad, like. I played in the car, innit? Bruv. From that point, we already knew that it was peak, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it's mad. But you know, I think, if you played that to me, on my life, I genuinely believe that if you said to me, who should you put on there, and I was to name three people, I think Frisco would have been the number one.
Yeah.
And I think it's purely because there's still a yard style in there.
From
that, you understand what I'm saying?
Trust
Before
me.
Anyone's even, it becomes evident when you're on it.
Mm.
But even if you take you out of it, you hear it and you're
of
like,
of course, remember even without any vocals in it, you can hear the like kind of dancehall element in the
trust
beat,
me,
even though it's not dancehall tempo.
No, you can,
but you can hear the element. Mm. But then remember, on the hook, he's No,
yeah.
That's a yard.
So before I've said anything, you're already there. Already,
right.
You're already in Tivoli Gardens by the time.
Yeah, sure,
Tivoli!
Yeah.
This one of our each Tivoli.
Listen, you're spending, you're not even spending much time in England right now, Frisco. And it feels like any time I go on your Instagram and I go on your Insta Snap, you're somewhere in yard.
Yeah, bro. God. That's what stage we're at right now, man. We're just, you know, trying to connect certain dots in Jamaica that I should have connected years ago, to be honest. But you know when, like, you're so busy in your own UK stuff and whatever other stuff, that I never really embraced or connected with the music out there, even though I'm heavily influenced by it. But when I'm out there, I'm just on holiday.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Like, I might go studio every now and again, but like more time when I go yard, I'm just going yard to chill and have a nice time, you get me? Whereas the last couple of times I've gone, I've been connecting properly, like linking up with the right producers, doing the right works. So just building for the future, basically, you get what I mean? Not even just for me, like for people like Isaac and the rest of the artists that I'm working with as well, you get me? Like a lot of the artists, not all of them, but a lot of the artists I work with have a similar type of
vibe,
that similar type of energy, you get
me?
They don't sound similar to each other, but I'm saying there's,
they sit in the same place.
There's a Jamaican influence in all of their styles, you get what I'm saying? Which is probably what caught my ear
right
in the first place.
Right. And you got a big son as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it must be like, because I remember one time I seen you out there with him. Yeah. And that must be nice as well to be able to just take him there and like, I don't know if he does music or anything like that, yeah, but more so just,
He does music.
Okay.
Yeah, the first, he does music. Like I had a show the other day and brought him out. Like he's come out at some of my other shows before, but to do his
thing.
I brought him out to do his music, innit?
Mm.
I've got a tune on Tottenham, on the Tottenham EP, Peanut Punch. He's on there.
Oh, is your son on there?
Yeah, he's a second. Oh, mad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that was the first time we actually worked together.
Well, what's that like?
That was a bucket list moment.
Yeah.
But it was like, it felt like it was the right time as well. Because I'd always liked the idea of being able to do music with my son. And he's sent me loads of songs prior to that, that he'd want to work on. And I'm like, when it's the right song and the right time and the right project as well. I don't want to just do a song and it's just...
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd rather it be on my project where I can push it.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? And that's what I did with Peanut Punch. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? But that was just like a song. I brought it, he's come and performed it a couple of times, but the other day I had a show and brought him out and we performed it together and then he done one of his own songs. Even though that's not the first time we've been on stage together, it's the first proper performance of just me and him
right
together, you get me, and that felt good. That felt good, and not right. gonna lie, like at the time it was just clockworks, but like after, and I really sat down and digested and I'm seeing the pictures like
of that's
serious, you know, like this, that's a bucket, that's, you know what I mean, that's ticked off the bucket list, because I didn't really,
that's cold, man.
It's too cold,
isn't it? That is cold, man. I think, yeah, it's that, and I think, I don't know, I haven't got a big son, but it's like, you must get to a point when you think, rah, like, that's a real special thing to be able to do. Do you know what I mean? And also, not even just the makings of doing it, but also the fact that, like, you're still very active and, like, to so many people seen as a super certified cool brother. So like for him to have his dad there and for him to be at an age where he can make music as well and cut through and whatnot and connect that way, like that's a different type of synergy.
Yeah, it's a special thing still. It's a special thing, I'm not gonna lie. And I have to give thanks for that.
100.
Definitely.
Indeed is one of the rhythms that I like on there. I like Indeed. UFO, obviously a new UFO, something different. Indeed were the ones that I definitely was going back to a lot.
Yeah.
Indeed as well, I think you said like one of the lines was something about only God knows how you made it through because you had some serious phases and that.
Yeah.
What were they?
What do you mean? Where were the phases?
Yeah.
Just being in the streets, bro. Mm. Like just being in the streets and your headspace being in the wrong headspace. You know, poet, like what kind of, like, you know what I'm talking about. So I guess there's certain people that would have known me then that might not have known nothing. Mm. But then there's certain people that would have known and they might see me today and say, right, you're different to how you was back then, bro.
You are, though.
Do you get what I'm saying?
You're like, bare different. Do
you get what I'm saying? So, like, just a different headspace, bro. Just the ignorance, not even just the ignorance, but even though that was a lot, but I mean more, just everything, the activity. Man was active in the streets, so it was like, it was risky, bro. It was a lot of things that man got through that, if, like I was saying the other day, if man's parents, them time, knew certain things that man went through and come out the other side unscathed, they wouldn't believe you if you told them. You get what I'm saying? So that's why even like this generation now, I get it, bro. Mm. I get it. We can't act like we was angels, bro. We can't act like, you know, oh shit, like, yes, yeah, it's mad. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not mad. And things are not like amplified.
Fam, back in the day was crazy.
Back in the day it was mad as well.
Crazy,
bro. Yeah.
With no cameras. I mean,
and that's just more what I was talking about, man. Like, I might not have, because I said, only God knows how came through these phases. Never thought I'd see myself on wireless stages. You get what I'm saying? So them times there, when I was going through them things, I wasn't seeing no fucking wireless or studios or whatever. Even though I could still do, I could still spit, but you didn't really see a career in it like that. Well, I didn't anyway, until like I really got into it. You get what I mean?
The traveling broadens your perspective in that. Definitely. When you step out of the block.
Definitely. 100%. 100%. Like, I think that's one of the biggest seeing other, and even just making you appreciate shit as well. You get me? I go yard and I see my little cousins, like if I go country and see my little cousins running around and they're just happy, bro. They ain't got shit. Like, I'm not like that, but they don't care about iPad and all that.
No.
You get what I mean? But they're happy though.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Chucky, I tell you, 2010, I started That's a Rap. Frisco knows. I see him outside Mush in Wool Green. I run up to him. Well, go on. He spins round like there's an issue. I'm thinking, yo.
Yeah, because first off, a man running up to you is mad already.
Yeah, you get me?
That's mad already. You need to remember what times these were. You get what I'm saying?
Crazy times.
These are crazy times. A man running up to you. What? Wait, hold on. What? Your back's up already.
Yeah.
Now, the man he's with has stepped forward as well.
Right.
I've had to say, no, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. I do YouTube.
I wanted to be on the show and everything's calm off at that moment. But like the energy then, I always remember, I was like, I'm even before that, way before that as well. To comparison to now, obviously you grow and you grow older, but some people get older, but they still sustain this sort of like, I can't describe it, like you still don't feel cool to approach them for some strange reason. They still sort of have this
hard
shell. Whereas Frisco's moment, like everything transcended, bro, it was like meeting a completely different person.
Yeah.
I never had to encounter the problems maybe other people did. But when you meet, it's just a whole different Frisco. I can't lie, it's a whole different type of person than it was like 13 years ago, 100%.
Yeah, it's an environmental thing as well. There's so much things happening in and around that time, adding to the fact that probably, you know what? You, at them ages there, probably feel like you've got a lot of it all figured out. And then you get a little bit older, your experiences change. Luckily, you get to travel and whatnot, and it just changes a certain element of perspective. I filmed the checkup with Digger, and like one thing that Digger said to me was, we was talking about elders and like advice and that, and he was like, "No one can't give me advice, like, because I'm going through what I'm going through, and things have changed now, like."
You even tried to help me, like, I can give you perspective. But
do you know what it was? You know what, yeah? Even in that moment, I'm going to get to a point. Even in that moment, I already knew today's not the day for me to tell him.
Because
do you know what? I understand. What he's saying. Because at his age and what he's experiencing, he can't, like, in his mind, it's like, we have to remember when we were young and the older lot was trying to, might have been trying to say X, Y, and Z and whatnot. He was just the older brother, bro. Like, you don't understand it. It's different now.
Yeah.
It's like, the way that you get through to someone is not by doing the big brother thing in that moment. Do you know what I mean? And I think even then, at that time, when you was young doing whatever it is that you did, probably exactly the same thing. It is what it is. Like, whatever's going on in the hood is going on in the hood. And right now, I'm not even trying to hear someone telling me the sensible thing to do. Like,
if I be honest, bro, them times there, our elders weren't telling us nothing. We wasn't advising, wasn't nothing.
That's just true. That is treacherous.
Like, don't get me wrong. There was a few, one and two, who's like directly, I would say, yeah, there was one and two, but generally, nah, they weren't. There weren't no, like, nah.
That's
just the truth.
Honestly, that place is one of the
growing. No one weren't giving you no one weren't trying to give you no advice or bust you on that or bring you in or
if anything, it was just, you know what, here, hold that.
That's why a lot of people,
that's what it was?
Yeah,
it was bear of that, hold that.
Yeah. Bear of that. But that's why a lot of times man will make their little name from the ends and then they're not preying no one. They're just doing their thing because no one didn't help you get to where you got to. You got what I'm saying?
And unless you're not connected.
Talking about them times there still. Yeah. But that's why I say it's very important to like connect and embrace, bro. Like, especially if you didn't have that when you was coming up. You get what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, it's important, bro, man. It's important because like, not everyone thinks like Digger. Not everyone thinks that they can't get advice from someone. Like, there's people that want that.
Yeah, definitely. Right?
But then they see certain man from maybe the older generation and they don't feel like they can approach them. Right. Yeah, that's some joke thing. That's some joke thing. They feel like, oh, like they shouldn't be that though. Mm. It should be when you see, man, it's love. Wagwan, what are you saying, brother? Hey, the work, keep doing the work. When I see these, man, bro, that's what I'm on. When I see them, yo, brother, especially if I actually watch you and I'm following your, like.
Yeah.
Brother, I even make man know, listen, you see that tune, whatever.
Right.
That's my thing, bud. Keep doing your thing, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. You can ask them all, bro. They will come up to me, yo, Fris, yo, man, respect you, lo. Yo, I respect you, big man.
Right, then.
How about that? You see your thing, bro? Trust me. Just and if you're gonna advise, it should be more like on that rather than you trying to do the sunning guy, the sunning bigger bro kind of thing. It should be like you're uplifting,
100%.
But with advice. It's just the way you deliver the message, really. You get me, Carl? I don't want to hear no one coming to preach to me about nothing.
Yeah,
and that's me. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's all about the delivery of the message, I think, really.
100%, man. Well, listen, anyway, winning team. That's out right now.
No skips.
No skips. No skips. No go fillers. Stream that up. and I do know this year, we're in September. I know that come the end of the year, if I don't see Frisco at any point this year, I know New Year's Day, I'm going to see him at Stone Love. I don't see him at Stone Love. Yeah? Anytime I see Frisco more time, I just see Frisco just holding the corner at Stone Love New Year's Day.
That feels like a vibe. Yeah, I say every year.
Nah, Stone Love, them vibes there for the New Year. Sometimes you just have to switch it.
That's it. Yeah,
you get me. Go Northwest and taking them type of vibe.
That's where I'm.
That's where it would have been, innit? In West or Northwest.
Yeah. Last what? Tudor Rose.
Yeah.
Was that where the last one was? Yeah, that's where the last one was. I'm there all the time. I got my thing on in earlier on. I just go there afterwards. But
you got the R&B party, though, innit?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I've been hearing about that, you know. I can't.
Let me tell you something. Oi, this is between me, you, and everyone at home. Yeah. It's between just us, look. I think I found my wife there.
Swear to God.
She is sense. I can't wait to marry her for like a week and then move on. She is. Brother, you need to come.
I'm due to pull up.
I've
been hearing
things about
it.
So.
Slow jams to be specific.
Yeah.
The last
right
one
at
Coco.
Oh my God, at Coco. Abundance. Yeah. The only bad thing is, loads of people are coming now. So I've stepped in, I think I'm crazy.
It's a bit too big.
It's a couple of gal and I'm like, and then Anthony Joshua takes the mic. That's when home. What's the point? What can I do now? Look at my arm. What can I do?
Have you got howlers?
Yes.
Come on, my dude.
I sent them to you, yeah? Alright, because you were asleep.
By the way, just in case you don't know, these is a section where he just finds howlers or whatever. You can comment on them, whatever it is. We did there.
But whatever you say, I won't care. Alright. I'm joking. We care about everyone sometimes. The first one I'm going to is something that Scribs found. If you don't know, Scribs is my cousin.
Honorable shout out to Scribs.
Amazing on Twitter. In real life, if you get to see him, it's just as great, but that is a rarity. This is someone that is actually my friend, but I have to give her the howler. I have to, because howlers are for everyone. Howlers are for me sometimes. So today's howler is for Steph London. I just don't believe in kicking a man when he's down. Help him up or walk past him.
What happened?
There is not a third option for me. For me. So I've seen her go on Instagram and decide to spread the news about her ex-boyfriend, who is currently getting killed by the whole of Nigeria because of his comments on Afrobeats.
Maybe Burner.
Burner boy.
Right then.
Here are the four pages of tweets. The first one says, okay, let me do this for the last time. Finally speaking out on my relationship with Burner boy. Now, this is my thing. I don't remember people asking.
What the fuck is that emoji anyway, by the way?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
It is. To me, it's like a cheeky smile. Like, should I?
But you're melting into the floor, though.
Yeah,
you're
finished.
I've had that sent in a sexual way before.
Do you know what?
But how would it make sense in that?
That's what I'm saying.
Let me go to the next page. Let me go on. Let her land, because I didn't say this. I want no responsibility for this. Steph has then gone to say, apart from having a small D and being a mummy's boy, He also has this weird addiction of always wanting to sniff my farts. I don't know, it's kind of weird. I tried to talk to him about it, but he wouldn't listen. That's probably because of the smell. There's too much going on. You can't use all your senses at one time. I just think that is irrelevant information that no one needs to know. But she goes on to say, Berner and I were actually engaged at some point, but it was stopped by a certain manager, open brackets, his mum, close brackets. Out of jealousy, I wonder why. Now, not only are you attacking Burner Boy about, you know, the size of his and certain things, you're now going on to mummy. The final page says, apart from having a small D, she likes to go back
again.
To it, I was scared he wouldn't be able to get me pregnant. I had to leave.
Sorry?
He wouldn't get me pregnant, so I had to leave.
So what, he was... I'm not even going to say that.
So y'all stop blowing my DM asking me about Burner. Bye for now. Now, this is my problem with this message. The ending, for now. That means you're coming back to say more information.
Right, dude.
Secondly, the guy is going... Although he's having a fantastic time in life, 100%, I don't doubt Burner Boy is sitting on top of the world just like the last sample he used. But I just feel at the same time...
To bits.
When you pick up your phone and it's just BFF3 is going on, I don't care how much you say that you don't care. You care. No one wants to see people saying bad things about them. Currently, his thing is crazy. So I just think, Steph, I'm not here to police how people deal with their thing. I don't know what he
what's
done.
What's going on with Burner? Like, what's that? Why
so he had an interview with Zane Lowe where he basically said that Afrobeats is slightly about nothing.
Yeah, it's got no substance.
It's got no substance. He then linked up with a man from Jamaica and done a tune. So, you know, he just wants to do dance on. But that's a... for another day.
Yeah.
I just think with the timing of things and how he's getting killed online, I think the timing of this situation is a bit poor for me.
No, but the timing was never good. It was supposed to be that. It's a toxic... her side or from whatever side, it's a breakup and it's... It hurts.
But brother, so what happens is,
when it hurts...
Or last month. They broke up a little while ago. And now all of a sudden, this surfaces online, and then you want to... Chucky, if it was a month, 2 months, like I said, come on, do your thing. But big man...
I don't even think there's no reason why you need to come online...
On the internet.
And explain any reason why you... To anybody.
Right. You didn't explain why you got in, so why are you explaining why you got out?
And can I just say as Rich well, I never hear it. You see, after the breakup, especially... Like, obviously, I'm not saying this, I'm just saying in general, yeah. Especially after you've been dumped. I'm not hearing about this, all of these small this and these likes to smell that. Because in the beginning, and when it was happening, you fucking loved it.
You loved
didn't
it.
Ya? Yeah. Didn't ya? Yeah? Yeah, it was all right then, weren't it? Right? So I don't want to hear about it now.
Listen, if I want
to
sniff
big
farts,
up Steph, though, I want her to get. I just want Steph to get to the music. Bro.
I love Steph, but if I'm sniffing farts of a £2 million ring, let me learn. Let me learn. Yeah. And Jada King was my girl. Let me learn. Let me do
is
what I
Jada
want.
Jada Kingdom.
Yeah. Let him land. So. Okay, let him land.
It. Is that why he said it in the tune?
In the remix. Let him land.
Okay.
What, he did what? He said it.
Let him land. What's going on?
This is your landing.
Yeah, let me. If I was Burner Boy, let me land. Yeah. I will come out and say, you're damn right, I sniffed it. Ring over here, Jada over there.
Listen, when you got money as well anyway, like nothing is weird to a
people
lot of people.
People care more than the actual people we're talking about, so yeah.
Anyway.
Next.
I'm giving myself the howler for this one.
What happened?
I have to give myself the howler. I was on Puff Daddy, aka Diddy, aka Love, aka whatever the hell he's going to call himself in the next 10 years. I've been on him. I had no faith.
Why?
Because he wasn't giving back her peas.
What?
He didn't have an STD, I'm talking about her money. He didn't give back his money. He's giving back everybody their publishing rights. From Mace to Faith Evans, 112, The Locks. He's giving everything back. Now, I came out and said, why the hell would he do that?
Yeah, you fuck. Yeah, you right.
I said he's never going to do it, but he's done it. He also said Black King God's was on him. So I want to give, like Chucky says, an honorable shout out to Puffy.
Poet was in here fighting me on that one, you know.
Fighting
me to bits.
Fighting. I was like, he's never going
to
do it.
To bits he was fighting me. And I'm saying, right, at a certain point, really my argument always was, you know what, at a certain point now, like, this is what I was saying. At the time, when Puffy was working in the industry and whatever, and he was doing what he was doing, it was an industry standard that was happening, yeah, right? And also, I think that when you come from a certain environment and you see, okay, this is the operation of what's been going on here and I've got all of this talent here and I could do something with it, I understand how someone would then start taking the talent and start doing implementing the industry standard on it. But when you start having a little bit more information, you're rich now, and there's a whole bunch of other things, and you're doing this, yeah, yo, black thing and whatever else, yeah. I think at a certain point, you've got to say, you know what? I've had this for a long time. You know what? Have that back. Mm. Just have that back, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't need it anymore.
Yeah. I just didn't think it was going to happen. I genuinely didn't think it was going to happen. I thought he was going to have that sort of typical old school mentality because he's from the old school, and I didn't believe he was going to give anyone back their rights. So, you know, my bad.
No one don't own your publishing.
Nah.
You sure? Buff Daddy don't own it? He linked up with you and Skeppy, and he disappeared after that. So that's why I was holding feelings. I was holding feelings. I saw them all in the elevator.
He has had a habit of doing that.
He disappeared.
I like that he's still, but he's had a habit of doing that.
Another man is getting kicked whilst he's down. And I don't believe he deserves to get kicked because he's been through the trenches and back. And back. And some people, oh, my bad to him as well, is Kanye West. Recently in Italy. And let's just say...
I'm not going to lie. This picture here, look, my head was so in the gutter.
No, no, no. Keep it there because that's exactly what happened, big man. That's right. Kanye West and his wife, Bianca.
Is this what I think it is?
Yes. They were doing the damn thing.
I respect that.
Yes, on the boat. There's another picture where you see it from behind. You can see his crack. Everyone keep crack off road. So she was obviously doing her thing. Look who rocked the boat, Noah Leah. One love to her as well.
What's the issue here?
He was getting head on the boat.
Got brain on the boat.
So why?
But
why,
he's not allowed to on this particular service, and it was in front of a lot of people. But my problem is with Daily Loud. They've come out and lied and said that he was banned from all boats for life. In Venice, and I feel like he was banned from Venice. This is the type of story he tried to make to just keep more. But this is what I like about Twitter. Twitter now has this thing where when you lie, they tell you you've lied. Big up Twitter. Yes, he was just banned from that one company for getting head from Bianca. Apart from that, he is free to get head on all other.
can I be honest with you, like, anyway? Yeah, maybe this is a bit too much information.
Oh, people got too much time, man. What a man's getting a brain on the ball, and it's a story. Like, what the fuck?
But it's anything to throw my brother under the bus. It, I'm taking the bus out the way and say, leave my brother.
My only problem with this picture is
the one where his cheek was out wasn't the one.
This is reparations, my brother.
Why for that picture? I don't even want
to
see that.
We were slaves to Bianca once upon a time, you know. And now. Now it's the other way.
But here's what I'm saying, yeah. The only problem with this. The only problem with this is more of a me problem anyway. Because the me problem is that I can't receive top with that much clothes on. I gotta take shit off.
He must be hard.
I'm about to start taking off. I need to take my top off. I'm gonna get mad. I take a sock off.
Nah, I do have my puffer jacket on, bro. Raggle, like jacket, hat, bag.
Hey, I'm a man, I need one sock off at least. I keep the other sock on, you know, but I just need one sock off.
Well, you never got head in the winner.
Ross. Listen, I don't care where I am. Yes, sorry, brother. Bro. Yeah, we gotta go. Right? We gotta go. I don't care where I am. I gotta remove a layer of something.
Do you know what should be removed?
And stretch out.
Ross, big one.
Why?
Chill out. Yo, cuz. Fam, you meant to get off at Stockwell. You're in Brixton. You'll tip this train too far.
You gotta go, man. Go
on. All right, last one is, I'm just going to tell you the last 3 years that's happening at Manchester United. That's what I'll throw out there. Just the last 3 years. It's a business.
Chucky, a Manu fan?
Manu fan.
Stress.
Oh, this is the last 3 years at Manchester United. Shout out, Alice Talks Football. And of course, Alice Talks Footy on... Twitter has made this tweet. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm an innocent man. Three women now accusing Anthony of assault and one set to do a TV interview on it. Sancho's statement saying he is being scapegoated. Whole Greenwood situation and how awfully Richard Arnold handled it. Takeover being dragged. And now staff turning on Glazers and leaking stories. Ronaldo goes on Piers Morgan. Bailey comes out and says that the club favour British players. Bailey slamming Maguire, Lingard falling out. Listen, it goes on forever and ever and ever and ever. There's so much. Even the Maguire Greece situation is in here. And if you don't remember that, it's when Maguire went into a club in Greece and started telling people he's a Manchester United captain, so he deserves to do every. Look how badly that ended. This is all I'm going to say. The reason why I brought this up is not to do with Manchester or Manchester United or all of these people. It's the owners. What country? Where are they from? What continent are they from?
America.
What country? Close America for 8 months. No one goes in, no one goes out. We need a refurbishment. Even the people, you need a refurbishment. This is absolute nonsense. Nonsense. Don't come over here, own football clubs, and try and do what you want. Honestly, I want the Glazers out. Look at them. Go up to the, look at the picture of the Glazers.
Glazers gone mad.
They look sick. They look racist. They can't grow hair. Go Turkey. Grow some. Go Harley Street. Something. There's something sinister about them. I don't even like that top he's wearing. I don't like anything about the Glazers. I need them to leave. Leave the club. Let's bring back Manchester United. So when we're doing better than them, it's like 2-3 points off the title. Know what it is right now. I believe the Glazers are bringing the club into just an absolute mess.
Landslide.
This ain't a football show, but so what? Glazers, go back to America, stay there for 8 months, don't leave, and everybody else, don't leave as well. We need a refurbishment.
Frisco, Isaac, love for coming. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.